Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Thanks for listening to my Call of the Day podcast. You can hear my live radio program Monday through Friday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sirius XM Triumph 111. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Laura. I am so glad to talk to you again. This time, I am so confused and so befuddled. I just came back from a weekend with my sisters, and it did not go very well. And I'm beginning to think that I am losing my mind or losing my, that's not the right way to put it. I'm losing my ability to tolerate. Anyway, and my question for you is.
Okay, can you stop for a minute, Michelle? Michelle, sure. Can you stop for a minute? Your problem is clear to me already.
Okay.
You're not confused. You're weak. And you have been tolerating too much for too long. That's your problem.
Okay. Thank you. I think you're right. I know you're right. Okay.
You don't call things for what they are. You don't stand up for your needs, thoughts, rights, privileges. You take crap for peace. And you keep going back into the situation hoping it'll be different this time. Nope. It just gets worse because the weaker you look, it's easier to victimize. Because you ain't going to do anything about it. You don't say the truth.
But I did say the truth this week and it really blew up in my face. I did.
Stop. Stop. When you say something, then wait, let me respond and we'll go back and forth, okay? Of course it blew up in your face. You finally didn't act like a wuss. What do you think? You stand up for yourself and everybody's going to go, oh, wish you had said that before. Of course. Of course not. They're going to push back. Of course it blew up in your face. You earned that for the last 30 years.
Right.
Don't you speak up. Don't you speak up, Michelle. Don't you criticize us. Don't you point out anything. Don't you have any demands, reasonable or not. Don't you dare. Of course they're going to push back. They want it the way it was, with you meek and weak. So it takes people a long time, if ever, to get to change, that's for you, and for them to understand the change is permanent. And they may or may not have anything to do with you ever again.
Okay.
But you won't be befuddled, bemuddled, confused, crazy, or any of the other stuff you put on yourself. You haven't been any of that. You're just weak. So if you finally stood up for yourself, good for you, but your expectation that it would be met with warm embrace was not a reasonable expectation.
Well, Dr. Laura, I'd like to ask you one question about this, because this is the problem. And this is my weakness. My sister retorted, you know, you're so kind-hearted and so sweet-hearted. I can't believe that you would say that. So
I'll translate that into English. You've been weak and a patsy and easy to roll over. Never had to worry about you speaking up. That's what she said in English.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like...
Hey,
Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I thought maybe she recently lost her husband. I thought maybe it was coming from a place
I'm sure that's all true. Sweetheart, we're not talking about recently. We're talking about since the two of you met each other, you and your sister.
Yeah.
You've always been the compliant one.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted you to maybe understand a little bit of the picture that she was to come here at the house. And I'm the one that stood up and said, you know, I think we need to take a break. I came home and thank
you. You know, that's
so
fine,
wonderful.
But we're not talking about one instance.
That's true.
We're talking
You're
about,
right.
It's a repeat. So you explaining one instance doesn't change anything because it's a pattern. If this were only an event and nothing like this had ever happened before, ever, which might have been the case because you don't speak up very often, then that's a different story. But the point is, she's used to you being quiet and agreeable.
I never thought of myself that way, I think, because inside I had that war going on at how
right,
she
but
did
that,
call me a
it, it didn't come, but it never comes. Just because you're feeling it and thinking it doesn't mean you're showing it or saying it.
Okay, that's
so
yeah.
All they see is meek and agreeable.
Okay.
And it was a bit of a shock.
Okay. Well, if I went to therapy, would that help me would that help me to stand up for myself more and more?
I don't see why you think you need therapy. Can't you just do it?
Just do it. Okay. Just do it. Okay, Dr. Laura, I appreciate it, and I'm going to, I wish there was some way I could have taped this, because I would love to hear this again, so I can just reiterate that I need to be strong and not allow them, just like both my sisters, I felt very ganged up on, to not let me be heard.
That's it. And you don't have to be mean or nasty about it. You can just say, I have some thoughts and some feelings right now that I'd like to express. Say it. I have some thoughts and feelings right now I'd like to express. Say it definitively. Go ahead.
I have some thoughts and feelings right now that I'd like to express.
And don't wait for their answer. Just start.
Okay. Well, my one sister has now blocked me. She told me she won't, and I'm worried about her because she doesn't have a husband that's telling me.
Okay, stop. See, you slip into worrying about her, which means you don't hold people accountable. There's always an excuse. Well, you know, I have to give in to her because she has this experience.
Is that what that's what I'm doing then? Because I am worried about her.
Yep. She's not worried about you, dear. She's not worried about you. Neither of them is worried about you right now. Neither one of them is on hold, all upset, because they're worried about you. That's your job in this family, to give up who you are because you're worried about them.
Okay. I don't want to start crying. I'm not going to do that. But
right now? You can cry right now.
Well, I have that? Tears in my eyes. But,
that's okay. That's kind of reasonable.
Yeah. So is that the thing that said that you can love somebody, but you don't like them? Is that?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you love them, but there's a familiarity that comes from growing up together and being family. But if you don't like them, you don't like them. And DNA doesn't provide like. behavior does.
Okay. Well, what about a text that I just received from one sister that said, so I've lost my husband and my two sisters in 1 year. That must be, I don't know, maybe I'm letting her manipulate me is how I feel.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that's a big manipulation. Poor me. So you have to give me back everything I want. Come on. I'm glad you can see it. Thank you. See, I said you were smart. You can see it.
Okay, I do see it, but I also, I mean, not everyone has all bad points. She does have some good points. And
good. I'm glad she has some good points.
Good.
And you're
quality.
Right. Everybody has some good points. But if the good points don't outweigh the bad points, then we minimize contact.
Right. And another telling thing is when I came home and talked to my husband, and he was so sweet about it. He said, honey, I know that's not what you wanted to happen, and I'm so sorry. And he and my daughter was home from college. She walked through, and she knows her aunts, and she said, Mom, she said, I have to be honest with you, Mom. I'm so relieved because when they're here, that they won't be here through the holidays. When they're here, you are so tense and so... And I'll say it. She said, Mom, you become bitchy when they're around. And I'm like, I know that. And I hate that about myself. But I allowed that all these years for them to interrupt our family. And I feel like a fool right now.
Okay. Let's just say you were. But this is the first day of the rest of your life.
That's true. I love that.
So
thing.
I really don't want to spend a lot of time on what you were.
Okay.
Because we're turning a new page. What the hell?
Okay. And is it normal for that for me to want to run back and make and be and just keep putting up with what I put up with? I mean, part of me wants to run back it because that feels.
May I add something? May I add something?
Of course.
You will disappoint your husband and daughter and build disrespect for you if you do that. You will show them that they don't matter as much as your sister and your role in the family of eating dirt.
Okay. Well, that is not the case because I adore my family, my husband.
Well, they will disrespect you. Right. They will not say it, but wouldn't you? I would. Disrespect
you. Yeah. I didn't think about it that right. You're right, Dr. Laura. Thank you so much for your time. I know.
And here's where I talk. Wait a minute. I talked about in the beginning of the program about immediate gratification. Even in changing, we want immediate gratification. I'm now standing up for myself. Oh my God, everybody's mad at me. I'm going to go back to the way I was.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's very eye-opening. So I have to be a little uncomfortable and I have to be strong.
Yes. Yes. That's the, you have to endure this, dear.
Okay. I can do that.
I know you can.
I can do that.
I know you can.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Appreciate that you called. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Be sure to check out my website at drlaura.com. It's mobile friendly, has a clean-cut design, easy to navigate. And you can sort my calls of the day, YouTube videos, emails of the day, and blogs by topic with just one click. It's all at drlaura.com.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze. And it felt a little like... Time to go. Ah! Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Cabinets to Go has taken 250,000 happy customers from design to wow in a flash. And I'm going to be the next one. They have the top designs and newest features for my kitchen remodel in stock ready to go. all at incredible prices backed by a transferable lifetime warranty, and on sale now for up to 40% off. So shop your local Cabinets to Go showroom or visit cabinetstogo.com/Dr. Laura for a free 3D design. Cabinets to Go, where you get wow for less.